The Gospel of Ruth by Carolyn Custis James, read by Ruth Bloomquist. Dedicated with love to my husband Frank. Like Boaz, you are a man who gets it. You've listened, partnered, advocated, and, when I needed it, given me a push. You've valued me and my gifts, opened doors of opportunity I thought were stuck shut, then sacrificed, coached, and cheered me on. My world is bigger because of you. This book and all the others wouldn't exist without you. Foreword. So you've decided to read The Gospel of Ruth by Carolyn Custis James. Let me tell you up front, you're in for a very rich feast. She's spread a deliciously full biblical banquet table for you to enjoy. You will not be disappointed. If you're a woman, stand by for some very, very good news. If you're a man, prepare to enter a woman's world. You may find it surprising and strange, but listen and learn anyway. Carolyn Custis James brings to life for today the Book of Ruth, a book written long ago and far away. That is no easy task. The past, as someone once said, is a very different place. They do things differently there. To write a book about Ruth requires an author to live with women in two very different worlds. She must live in the ancient world of Moab and Bethlehem. That is a world without cars and computers, without electricity and email, without refrigerators and radios. Sunrise is the alarm clock that starts the day, sunset the signal to go home at night. At night, city streets are empty and dark, and families share evenings by candlelight. Food comes directly from fields and orchards. Milk is hand-wrung daily from goats that hang around the house. People prepare meals from scratch and by hand, and one meal at a time. The ancient world is also a world run by men, so life for women is tricky. The work is hard, but the pace of life leisurely. A widow can remarry, but only to a relative of her late husband, and everyone speaks Hebrew. Back there, they do things differently. The author must also live in the modern world of her readers. There, a clock radio wakes them up before or after sunrise, and sunset doesn't necessarily send them home. At night, the city streets are well lit and busy, and families flip a switch to light the evening. Somewhere nearby, a TV screen flickers and speakers pour out sounds. People rarely visit fields or orchards. Their milk comes in cartons, their contents machine-wrung from cows many miles out of sight. They buy food in boxes and cans from supermarket shelves. They prepare meals by heating, using electricity or gas, the stuff inside those boxes and cans, or leftovers from meals days ago. The world is run by women and men, but life for a woman remains tricky. The work is easy, but the pace of life frenetic. A widow can marry anyone she wants, but she's on her own in finding someone. And people speak Spanish, Polish, Korean, Navajo, Chinese, Italian, and regional dialects of English. And they all live in the same country, and often in the same city. In The Gospel of Ruth, Carolyn Custis James has succeeded on all counts. She's a reliable guide to the ancient world of Ruth and to the modern world of women. She knows the issues that trouble women today, including women outside North America. She skillfully leads the reader through the Book of Ruth, letting women hear its good news for them in a powerful voice. In her expert hands, the biblical characters come alive in flesh, blood, and texture beyond the stereotypes of a nice love story. She also carefully tracks God's role in this biblical book and unpacks how he relates to Naomi, Ruth, and Boaz. With keen insight, she draws important implications from their relationship for life with God today. It all adds up to good news for women. That in itself marks a bold claim, especially for an Old Testament book. But, as I see it, she's absolutely right. So, you've decided...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?